Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about my very first kinda sorta Father's Day. I woke up Father's Day morning and woke up to texts from friends and Facebook posts from some people. Pretty much all of them were friends who were fathers, but they were wishing me Happy Father's Day. And I got to tell you, it felt very strange. I did not feel comfortable accepting that happy. Which is, I mean, who am I to decide? And that's kind of what I want to talk about a little bit today. So years ago, when I initially decided to have a vasectomy, it was because I didn't feel like I had it wired in me to dedicate myself to my mission, to my purpose, and also dedicate myself to a family. And that I felt like I had to choose between my purpose in life and being a good parent. And so I felt comfortable having a vasectomy. And so if things changed, I could always unfreeze a few vials or get a reversal. But at that stage, I felt like that was my decision. And interestingly enough, a few years later, I was watching the film Gandhi, which is such a good movie. If you have not seen that, you got to go watch Gandhi. And there's a scene in Gandhi where he is at his table in his study, and his children are all brought in to say, "Ha, papa, hello, papa," you know, or whatever they, I don't know if they translated or whatever, but the kids come in and basically say hi, and Gandhi kind of like pats them on the head and then sends them out of the room. And I had this thought or realization or question of like, that is hardly dedicated parenting. And yet, I have to believe that a child of Gandhi, even with little bits of influence, would be in a pretty wonderful situation in terms of their parenting. Better than many. I'm sure every kid would benefit from a fully dedicated parent. But I think a slightly dedicated parent who is contributing wonderful things is still better than any parent that's neglecting or contributing bad things. And so I kind of started to change my tune a little bit. Like, maybe it is possible to be dedicated to one's mission in life and also contribute towards children. So that kind of cracked open for the possibility for me. And so as this sperm donor experience has been going down, it has been more significant than I thought in terms of, I feel like more than someone who contributed a vial of a fluid. You know, I do feel a profound connection and a love and a bond with this life. But I do not feel like I am a parent or a father or anywhere near these experiences and these relationships that I know of through my brother, my friends, the way that their lives and their whole worldviews have shifted as they have made space for the prioritizing of this life. And I have not made those adjustments. It's interesting. So as I was getting these texts saying Happy Father's Day and it feeling kind of weird, there were a few people that said happy that felt good. Felt, yeah, okay, I can take that. Amy, the mother of Asher, she sent me a note, said Happy Biodad Day, which I thought was wonderful. You know, yes, that is a role that I feel like I can respectfully receive. And I think that's part of it. I felt disrespectful to receive and accept someone saying Happy Father's Day to me while I know and witness the sacrifice and the energetic, emotional, spiritual investment and sacrifice and profound adjustments that I have seen these impressive men take. And so I'm happy to be acknowledged for the gift I did give. I struggle with accepting thanks for the gift that I have not, maybe not yet, but certainly have not given. My brother gave me a card that I thought was just so adorable. It said, "Happy Father's Day to a great donor, an even better person." I can take that. I did actually look online to see if there were, he'd mentioned that it was tough to find a card addressing Happy Father's Day to a sperm donor. I looked online and there is a number of cards that address Father's Day for sperm donors, but they're all joke cards as insults to fathers. Like, "Happy Father's Day to a great sperm donor, but a terrible dad." Or, "Thanks for being a sperm donor and giving me almost nothing else." Those kind of cards. So I do recognize that there is a uniqueness in my scenario. And actually, that's one of the reasons why I'm enjoying talking about it. Maybe not enjoying, but feeling like with so much in my life, sharing this journey, I think, is part of my ability to process it and hopefully other people's ability to process it. I had an experience when I was in Chicago where a woman who was driving me, my Lyft driver, I was explaining to her the story and why I was there and I was so happy, and she was not having it. She was like, "Well, are you going to move to Chicago?" And I was like, "No, no plans to." "Well, is the mother going to move to where you live?" I'm like, "That's not the plan." And she goes, "Well, you need to show up for this kid or get out of his life." And I was like, whoa. And the more we talked, the more I realized that she was bringing a whole bunch of her baggage and her experiences to this situation. Her situation was that the father of her four-year-old, soon after the kid's birth, was not present, and eventually they got a divorce. And so that was her model for the situation that I was describing to her. She was applying it to the model that she knew. And I think, oh, well, that's one of the reasons why it's good for Amy and I to share this journey that we're going on, so that people like this woman and others can have a model that's different, so that they can see that there are alternate ways that this is gonna happen. If nothing else, the current state of the world is a repeat reminder over and over and over again that, yeah, there's not just a binary way to do things. Insert the blank in terms of what role, what gender, what anything. We are now realizing that the ways that it can go down are far, far broader than ever before. And admittedly, for people that have lived in a binary world, it takes some adjustment because we do not have the models in which to put this new information into. So the more we have the models, and hopefully this is one of those models. There was a wonderful video that Akira Chan put up yesterday, a Father's Day video. He's a new father. This was his second Father's Day. And he talked about the evolving definitions and attitudes about masculinity and about being a man, and how in this kind of broadening that we're going through of masculinity, of more vulnerability, more status and success markers beyond traditional success and stoicism and being reserved and conquering and protecting, that as men are allowed to express more, these definitions of things like fatherhood are expanding and meaning more. And as fathers are becoming more and more involved in their children's lives and more accountable and more present and more stay-at-home dads and all these things that are changing, highly recommend checking out Akira Chan's video. But one of the things that he touched on, he said that, you know, the definition of father is, you know, one who has a child or something like that. And he proposed an alternate definition, that his definition. And I thought it was so beautiful. He said, "Fatherhood is a responsibility to my child that extends to all children on the planet." And I find that so beautiful, and it also kind of highlights why I'm struggling to accept, and I don't think that I should accept a happy Father's Day because of that responsibility to the child. I have not embraced that. I have not taken it on. I admire, I am inspired by men and women who embrace that responsibility, and in doing so, shift their whole relationship to the world beyond themselves into an other. And in doing so, if they're really learning from the process towards a responsibility to the planet, to all the children, to all the people. And while I aspire and work towards having that responsibility and connection to all people, I will not pretend to say I understand that in the same depth that a parent does. I also felt like as Amy is taking on all the parenting roles, all mothering, all fathering, all everything, that she deserves a happy Father's Day card and a happy Mother's Day card and a happy superhuman child raising card. And to, I know it's not a math equation of you get 50% and I get 30% of the appreciation, but I felt like for me to take any happy blank day would take away from the kudos and appreciation that Amy deserves. I know that a lot of people have been very happy and excited for this journey for me. And I think a lot of people who are parents and know the profound joy of it and have taken on these responsibilities are excited for me to have those things. But I also felt that it was out of integrity to not make a clarification or a designation or a honoring the differences. Yes, happy BioDad Day. Yes, happy Donor Day. But happy Father's Day to all the true fathers out there. Today I was checking in with Amy, and she said something that kind of made me just all of my anxiety and uncertainty about this just kind of settle away. And she was appreciative of the two visits that I've already made and saying that there are people who are fathers who have not even been that much in their child's life. And but she said something she said, "You may not be an active father, but you are a great influence and role model." I can take that. That's a role that I feel like I'd accept a card for, and I can work to be the best I can at it without feelings of inadequacy or disrespecting those that are really embracing the responsibility of their children and the future of the world. So I want to help, but I will applaud, roof raise, and wish happy Father's Day to those who are truly, truly raising children and healing the world. Thank you. I love you. If you enjoy these transmissions, do me a huge favor and share them. Give them a thumbs up, give them a like. Let people know that this is worth listening to. It would make a big difference in my life. Or join my email list and get to know all the new things that happen, including when my next round of coaching will start at list.hugnation.com. Actually, just search Hug Nation. You can find my YouTube channel, find my iTunes, all the good stuff. I love you.